Sure, Tiger Woods has won seven PGA tournaments in a row. And yes, Roger Federer dominates tennis. But there's an athlete in South Florida whose commitment to sport can hardly be surpassed. For 32 years, he's run 8 miles in the sand without ever missing a day. From member station WLRN in Miami, Shannon Novak sends us this profile.
Meet Robert Kraft, a local South Beach icon known as the Raven.
People are following me, and I do give them little bits of wisdom, little tiny tidbits every time. You know, you don't need to pay to run, and life's a long run, and you don't need to race.
Raven, run, baby.
Lifeguards say people from all over the world ask, where's the Raven guy? People like Pete Eshelman, who's visiting from Indiana.
Everybody wants to run with him because of his dedication, years of running, running on Miami Beach. You know, so it's kind of a something you aspire to do.
Over the years, about 500 people have run with Raven. Over 100 of those are active locals. You never know what or who each day's run might bring. After completing the first run, the new recruit is awarded an official nickname and is added to the prestigious Raven Run Master List. Pete Eshelman, a former New York Yankee minor league pitcher, is now strikeout.
I was going to wimp out, but now I have to go for that name.
Raven and Eshelman are members of the United States Running Streak Association. The sport is defined as running at least one continuous mile within each calendar day. A runner makes the national list after 1 year. Raven ranks number 10, and he is reportedly the only person to do the run daily on sand. The 8 miles at the same hour and same location are added kickers.
It's my mission. It's my journey in life. Everybody has something they need to do, and people search their whole lifetimes to find it, and I luckily found it fairly young.
Nicknamed for his daily black attire and one old rubber glove he wears to hold his keys while jogging, Raven has logged nearly 12,000 runs and more than 93,000 miles, like running from Miami to New York and back 35 times. But Raven doesn't leave South Beach very often. His priority is don't break the streak and provide positively reinforced exercise for those who've wandered into his beach family. And that's a force even a hurricane hasn't stopped. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.